Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, very excited about the program we've got for you today. Lots and lots for us to cover. Rick Manning joins me at the bottom of hour number two. We'll be talking with Rick about a variety of topics, including Disabled People's Lives Matter. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, visit with you about what's going on with regards to the... let's see here. I'm getting a message. Okay, we'll also be visiting with you with regards to the budget battle that's happening up on the Hill, and so we'll get some conversation with you about that as well. Let me see what we got going on here. Oh, that's very nice. Okay, there we go. All right, let's see. So, Rick Manning coming up, bottom of hour number two. Top of the hour, David Shostokas is with us. I just picked something up. Supreme Court upheld the constitutional ban on D.C. voting rights. D.C. residents are not entitled to voting representation in the House of Representatives. The Supreme Court ruled, affirming a lower court decision. Of course, that is what the Constitution says. If, you know, we're still following the Constitution. Let's see, what else we got? Bottom of the hour, Chris Arps is with us, Project 21 Black Leadership. And Chris has got a brand new program. It's actually been on for a little bit now, but he's heard daily in St. Louis. He and Tim Jones are doing a show. We'll talk a little bit about that show and what they've got going on. And we'll also talk about why the left keeps trying to divide us. But joining me now, back with us, he's been very, very busy, still very busy. I'm not exactly sure what his new title is, but he's still the Veep to me. I want to welcome Dan Gaynor, Newsbusters and the Media Research Center. Dan, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be had, and it's good to be back. And I, I can't even joke about this. Nothing going on. There's stuff going on. Congress held big bipartisan hearings to beat up Facebook yesterday, and we've still got a border crisis and an international crisis. Just pick one. We got the debt crisis. It is interesting that Joe Manchin is now so influential as the President of the United States. He so desperately won his vote on this $3.5 trillion atrocity that even the Hyde Amendment is now back on the table. Joe Manchin has said that he's not going to vote for it if it doesn't include the Hyde Amendment. And the Hyde Amendment, of course, prevents non-U.S. funding of abortion. And so that's been one of the big things the left has wanted to do, to kill babies, not just in the United States, but around the world. And that didn't allow for that.
Well, at least we have. I mean, we got to think about this. Joe Manchin actually represents what the Democratic Party once was, to a degree. Dan, wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It represents blue collar people who, I mean, I come from a blue collar family who are on the right, but very certainly that is, you know, a lot of, particularly in the South, traditional, you know, blue dog Democrats, and that's what West Virginia is. Except they like Trump, and they probably, you know, if Reagan ran again now, they would like him. I mean, that's they're on our side on the right, but they vote for Joe Manchin. He's a name they know, and the left can't stand it. But the person who's getting even more heat is Kristen Sinema. I wrote a piece for Fox News Opinion just yesterday on that, and of course, you know, normal, sane, rational people know that it's not the kind of thing you do to follow a lady into the ladies' room and continue to do video watching, going to the bathroom, even though if you're not, like, putting the camera over the stall door, just the intimidation of that alone is insane. And, of course, an illegal immigrant did this to her, along with at least one partner in crime. Partner in crime possibly being a legitimate thing, not that the first one was prosecuted. And then Sinema came from there, went to the airport. Somebody, you know, harassed her when she's on her flight, and then they harassed her when she landed. You know, it's always possible that she decided to get frustrated by this and decide to switch parties. Her state is pretty brutal.
Yeah, very much so. You're breaking up a little bit, Dan, on your transmission to us. Just to let you know, so it's we're having there's a couple of drops going
on.
Do it again.
How is this now?
Better, much better.
Okay, excellent.
Yes, much better. Yeah. Well, I mean, when you watch the news, I mean, see, but Kristen Sinema won in Arizona by attempting to say that she was running as a moderate, not as a hardcore liberal. That's the only reason she really won that seat in Arizona. And so now that she's actually voting as a moderate and she is, you know, defending, I mean, Arizona has a border, and Arizona has border issues, and we just saw what happened with the Maricopa County audit that the news, again, Dan, the news doesn't want to cover what really came out of that and all of the irregularities and the recommendations, and there's even potentially recommendations for criminal actions as well, but the news media is not going to give you any of that coverage.
Well, to talk about any of the problems that we encountered with the election, including the Hunter Biden story, the media just can't handle it.
No, they can't. They won't handle it because, as we've discussed before, they continue to be mouthpieces for only one side. And this is the reason why I think it's so important that we have to expose these biases, and I think most people, or a lot of people, are becoming very aware of that. They're getting tired of it, and a large group or a large percentage of Americans are turning off these news outlets, and they're looking for alternative forms of information. And in a way, you know, it's a sad thing, right? Because the purpose of the press is, number one, to keep people aware of what's going on, but number two, to hold these people in check if they overstep their lines and if they attempt to seize a power that really doesn't belong to them, which is to obliterate the consent of the governed.
Yeah, the whole idea that we can trust the traditional press, it's just a fantasy. We saw how they handled Hunter Biden in the fall and during the election, where New York Post came out with a scandal about the president's son He got, you know, they got censored on Facebook, on Twitter. Anybody who shared the story got censored. And the regular media didn't step up and actually report on it. So the story died, and Biden got elected.
And, of course, then afterwards, you know, they come back afterwards and they give you a small blip of saying, well, yeah, there was an issue over here with Hunter Biden. But, Dan, wouldn't you agree that they only put those blips out there so that if someone attempts to say that they didn't cover it or they didn't say anything about it, that they can point to, you know, three bylines and say, well, no, it's right here. You just apparently you didn't see it.
I think there's some of that, but some of it is just genuine corruption. It's fun to think of the media conspiring on things, that there are things on which they probably do. But having worked in journalism for a long time, I can tell you they're just not that well organized all the time.
you mean there's not that much, although Project Veritas certainly showed by the reveal at CNN that there was definitely direction by Bezos in how he wanted certain issues covered, including the issue with Hunter Biden. I mean, he said, we're going to suppress these stories and we're going to go after this and we're going to feed this narrative. And this is what I want people to hear, and this is what I want people to believe. I mean, that's essentially what he said based on the tapes that James O'Keefe released through Project Veritas. So I hear you that they're not necessarily that organized, and yet we have this evidence that would suggest that, in fact, they were making specific plans for how they intended to do it. And just real quick, and I've had... Zach Voorhees has been on here talking about Google and the plans that they make. Atheists and what he calls transneurotics are running Google in his estimation, according to his opinion and according to documents that he has and that he has presented, that they are in fact going after any kind of Christian worldview, any kind of conservative, constitutional, patriotic worldview, and they're suppressing it and shutting it down. So there's definitely a media effort, you know, amongst these Facebook and you know, I've had Ryan Hartwig on as well. Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I mean, within Google, within CNN, we'll see coordination, cooperation, and
you're breaking up.
I'll be very polite. Use a euphemism, planning. Certainly, CNN planned against President Donald Trump, organized and activated people against Donald Trump, just as Google has done the same against the right. So that does happen. Where it sort of breaks down is then getting the organization to play nice with others. And that just doesn't usually happen simply because people aren't able to set aside grievances and
I lost you completely. Dan, are you with me? All right, Dan seems to have lost transmission. Folks, at the end of the day, you know, the point here relative to the media is that you've got to be very, very leery in checking your sources. And I would recommend that you check multiple sources. One good place that you can go to is our website. Go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. If you get signed up there at the emails, you're going to get in your inbox each and every day articles that we think you'll enjoy and articles on things that we believe that you need to know about. So we'll be sure and get those over to you, you can stay abreast of the things that are going on. I'm going to hit several of those things when we come back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Lots going on out there that you need to know about, and I'll visit with you about that coming up in the closeout of this segment. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Back with more right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. And Dan Gaynor is back with us. Dan, I want to get on to this film. There are several stories that we can rapid fire hit. You've got the Democrats who are attempting basically through a whole lot of deception to try to commandeer Facebook and Google's power over the internet. Sweden and Denmark have paused use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for people under the age of 30. China has put out a war film called The Battle of Lake Changjin This is, folks, a propaganda piece from the CCP. It is total propaganda. While Mao Zedong was busy killing 100 million Chinese, they fought a war to keep their communist regime intact and to keep North Korea under communist control and to try to torture and destroy the Korean people and their freedoms as well. And this movie is about killing Americans and making a murderous army look like heroes. That is what this movie is about. And basically, Dan, you've got Beijing trying to borrow a page out of Moscow's playbook when America was involved in Vietnam and trying to stop again the thing called communism, ladies and gentlemen. Communism is evil, it's godless, and it has no place in America.
Yeah, you have to look at media and timing. So the release of this movie happens at a time when China is increasingly taunting and threatening Taiwan. There have been, I think, more than 100 jets from China have flown into Taiwanese airspace in the last few days. And what that does is, one, it just is an intimidation factor, and two, when China finally does do a first strike, if it does, it will get a huge advantage because the Taiwanese don't dare provoke them.
Well, and yeah, the other thing that's going on, and Nan Su was on with me from the Epoch Times just yesterday talking about this, and I'm going to get him back on the 15th for an entire hour. Here's the thing to understand. China right now is positioning itself for where it intends to be basically in 30 years. And yes, there will be conquest along the way, like Hong Kong, like Taiwan. There are a number of nations. He was talking to us, Dan, yesterday about the Southeast Asian nations and affiliate nations that are over there that are a part of this. And, I can't get that page to open up. It wants to stay stuck shut. There we go. The Asian Association of Southeast Nations, 11 Asian countries. And these are part of that bridge program that the Chinese Communist Party has, where essentially they loan these Asian countries money, and then they use that as an extortion to force them to go along with China's plan. And of course, rare earth materials as well is a part of this. Folks, China is an enemy to the world, and they want to see America taken down, and they are using propaganda to work to do it from the inside, and they have their tongs in a large swath of our media, even conservative media, is bought out by China. And we'll be talking more about that and exposing that here on the program. Dan, thank you as always for being with us. I greatly appreciate it. Find Dan Gaynor at CG Contributors. Get over to Newsbusters and look at the stories that they're covering to expose the bias in media today. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Back with more.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for healthcare? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.